So we get five kinds of information from our senses. Is that all that is the information that is there in the cosmos, or is there more which you are not able to pursue? Yes, definitely there is more to reality than what is perceivable through the senses. The senses give us certain kind of information. There have been, I'll give two pointers which have happened even in mainstream science, that there is something in the universe which is beyond what we see. There is what is called as the staring phenomena. Staring phenomena means, say if I am sitting here right now and somebody is staring at me from behind. Now, I don't have eyes at the back of my head to know whether I am seeing somebody is there or not. But somehow, people, almost everyone has an uncanny awareness. When I feel that somebody is staring at me, we look behind. And maybe that person looks away then, if they don't know. Now, there are some people who are able to do it more. They get it 90% right. If it was simply guesswork, you know, it would be 50% right, 50% wrong. But almost everyone, when experiments were done, they get at least around 60-70%, more than the average if it was just guesswork. So some people have a very high ability. Now, how does that happen? There is just no way. If we just reduce ourselves to physical reality, there's no way. So there's some other way by which we sense things which we are not aware of. Another experiment was what was done in Princeton University on random number generators. Random number generators, they are, as the name says, they are going to generate one number by random from 0 to 9. So the probability of one particular number coming out is 1/10. Now, if there is an observer and the observer stands in front of the number generator and says, let it come out 6, let it come out 6, let it come out 6. And intensely they desire that, over a period of time when these trials were repeated millions of times, a statistically significant deviation came up. That means, if normally it would have been just 1/10, if a person is consciously desiring, intensely desiring that let it come 6, the percentage would be significantly more. And what was astonishing about this is that the person did not have to be in the room also. The person could be at home and the experiment would be going on in the lab. In fact, eventually they did it in such a way that the person was in Europe and the experiment was going on in America. And still the statistically significant deviation happened. Well, not only that, the person desired on Monday, the experiment was on Friday, and still the deviation happened. So how did all this happen? That is something which is not explainable at the material, at the physical level of reality. There is definitely much more information in the universe, much more layers of information that are there. And there are yogis who are able to see in paranormal ways. So they are able to see something, some people, you know, there is a whole branch called clairvoyance. Clairvoyance means being able to see what we cannot see by normal means. And there are well-documented cases of people being able to have clairvoyant abilities. So these are all phenomena which indicate that our current modes of perception, they are prominent, but they are not exclusive. There are other modes of perception, there are other forms of information that are also available in the universe. Does that answer your question? Thank you.
Thank you.